Welcome, my friends, to the English Teacher John Show. Live a little, learn a little, laugh a little, tell your friends. Grammar, idioms, pronunciation, interesting topics, and more. We always speak in clear and easy to understand English. Your place for English learning. See us at EnglishTeacherJohn.com. Today is Saturday, November 12th, 2005, and I'm podcasting, as always, from beautiful Matsumoto, Japan, home of good soba buckwheat noodles and the famous and historic Matsumoto Castle here in the center of our small city. First, about our listeners. Our listeners are from at least 32 different countries. And today, I'd like to send out some greetings to you. Privet. Salam. Assalamu alaikum. Como vai? Konnichiwa. Chao ban. Merhaba. Bonjour. Ahoj. Bunya ziwa. Buongiorno. Manishma. Hola. Salom, Guten Tag, Namaste, Dzień Dobry, Annyeong Haseyo, Dobardan, Sawadikap, Zivjo, Stravo, Allen, Labas, Zervutzak, Siastak, Howdy, Hello. Well, welcome to the English Teacher John Show, and I'm sorry if I mispronounced the greeting for your country and your language. Please send me a quick message and let me know the correct pronunciation. Hey, let's talk about an exciting new project. I'd like to create a kind of English voice chat community. And I'm going to call it Skype Pals English. Have you heard of a pen pal or maybe an e-pal? Well, a pen pal is a friend in another country who you exchange letters with. An e-pal is a friend in another country that you exchange email with. So what's a Skype pal? A Skype pal is someone in another country who you can converse with by using an online voice telephone system called Skype. Does it sound interesting? Would you like to have a Skype pal? Someone you can call once or twice a month and practice your English while learning about a new country and culture. If you want to find out more information about Skype Pals English, just go to EnglishTeacherJohn.com and click on My English Blog. I've written a lot of information about it on the blog. Please let me know your comments about this. You can send your comments to podcast@EnglishTeacherJohn.com. Thank you very much. You are listening, and I hope you are learning from the English Teacher John Show. It's time for a quick lesson. And sorry about my voice. It's a little tired, maybe. Right now it's about 10:45 p.m. So my voice is feeling a little bit worn out today. I'm very sorry about that. Okay, let's have a lesson. Let's work on a little pronunciation. Hey, does this sentence sound natural? Does he know what he wants to do? Does he know what he wants to do? No, no, no. It's spoken with a short break or pause between words, which is normal for an English learner, but not natural sounding for a native speaker. This happens in all languages with language learners. So let's try to use blending to sound more natural. With blending, the end of one word is kind of joined to the beginning of the next word. It makes the language more difficult to understand, but this is much more natural sounding and actually the way that native speakers speak their language. Let's go back to our example. First, spoken unnaturally, as a learner might speak it. Does he know what he wants to do? Does he know what he wants to do? Does she always do her homework? Does she always do her homework? Now let's blend together some of the words for a more natural sound. Listen closely to the pronunciation of does he, and does she, and do you. Does he know what he wants to do? Does he know what he wants to do? Does she always do her homework? Does she always do her homework? Do you ever watch European movies? Do you ever watch European movies? Okay, here are the blending areas. Does he know? Does he know? Does she always? Does she always? Do you watch? Do you watch? Did you hear the blending in those examples? Does he becomes does he? Does she becomes does she? Do you becomes do you? Here are some more examples of word blending. Can you figure out what words are blended? Where are the new books? Where are the new books? What's her friend's name? What's her friend's name? Did he find his house key? Did he find his house key? Should I stay here or go home? Should I stay here or go home? Should he come with us? Should he come with us? I know those might be a little bit difficult. Now I will speak all of them slowly. Where are the new books? What's her friend's name? Did he find his house key? Should I stay here or go home? Should he come with us? Here's another way to sound more natural with your pronunciation. Often, you can speak the words can, to, T-O, you, and the more quickly and without emphasis or stress. These words become a very short sound and almost difficult to hear sometimes. This unstressed, quickly pronounced form is called the reduced form, R-E-D-U-C-E-D, the reduced form. The words the, to, T-O, and are almost always pronounced with the reduced form. There are many other short words in English that are often spoken with the reduced form. Here are some examples. First, I'll say the sentence slowly, clearly, and less naturally. Second, I'll say the same sentence using the reduced forms of can, to, you, and the. You might also hear some blending in these sentences. Okay, here are the examples. First, slowly, and second, at a normal pace. Do you like the new teacher? Do you like the new teacher? They can be there by 3 o'clock. They can be there by 3 o'clock. Did you see it? Did you see it? He's a great person. He's a great person. He said he was going to the supermarket. He said he was going to the supermarket. I don't know if I can go to the game tonight. I don't know if I can go to the game tonight. Does she have to stay late and work on the report? Does she have to stay late and work on the report? Did you see it? Did you see it? Okay, it's practice time.
Oh no.
We're going to practice blending and reduced forms. I have a feeling that many of you need this kind of practice. So don't be afraid to speak out loud here. Stop the player and say it again and again and again and again and again. Try it 4, 5, 6 times. Practice your blending for a natural sound. Practice your reduced forms of words like the, can, you, to, Okay, please repeat these sentences. Where are the new books? Where are the new books? What's her friend's name? What's her friend's name? Did he find his house key? Did he find his house key? Should I stay here or go home? Should I stay here or go home? Should he come with us? Should he come with us? Do you like the new teacher? Do you like the new teacher? They can be there by 3 o'clock. They can be there by 3 o'clock. Did you see it? Did you see it? He's a great person. He's a great person. He said he was going to the supermarket. He said he was going to the supermarket. I don't know if I can go to the game tonight. I don't know if I can go to the game tonight. Does she have to stay late and work on the report? Does she have to stay late and work on the report? It's a pretty big house. It's a pretty big house. Well, I think that's enough practice for blending and reduced forms. Try those 3, 4, 5, or 6 more times. It's good for your pronunciation. Good luck. What is that flying so low? Oh no, watch out! Here comes today's idiom! Today's idiom is think big. Think big. THINKBIG. Think big. The other day, a friend of mine came to me to discuss his ideas for starting a new business. I liked his idea, but I thought he could do more than what he had explained to me. I felt he could achieve even more success. Do you know what I told him? Think big! You say think big when you want to suggest that something bigger, something more difficult, something more powerful and successful is possible. Do your friends, parents, or relatives sometimes tell you to think big? Do you want to travel to a big city in your country one day? Think big. How about traveling to another country? Or three other countries? Yeah, think big. Do you want to be a good English speaker in a couple of years? Think big. How about achieving this next year? Think big. Make big plans for your success, for your studies, for your job, for your life. Think big. Thanks to all of you for listening today. We'll be back next week. Bye-bye. Thanks for listening to the English Teacher John Show. Live a little, learn a little, laugh a little, tell your friends. Visit us on the web at EnglishTeacherJohn.com. Please email us your comments. Our email address is teacher@EnglishTeacherJohn.com. Thanks.